Greg Tucker back with you for this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. One of the most contentious and also most beneficial aspects of the Affordable Care Act has been the so-called employer mandate, meaning if you're an employer with 50 employees or more, you are required to offer health insurance. Of course, with all of the debate going on in Washington about the future of healthcare under this new administration and this new Congress, we have Hector De La Torre, who, of course, leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies here, to help us navigate. Hector, is there any studies that show that's been a impetus for employers to reduce their number of employees so that they get out of this?
No. In fact, in our Transamerica Center for Health Studies annual surveys, we've seen very consistent numbers among medium and large employers. You know, they're going to provide health insurance because they want to be competitive for the best workers. But, you know, the market for employment-based health insurance is the biggest in the United States. 150 million Americans get their health insurance through an employer, either as an employee or as a dependent, a spouse or a child. So this is a very important component of it, but it probably would not change too much, maybe on the smaller businesses that do provide it, but the bigger ones are going to continue. The one piece that can change is that certain benefits that had to be provided for a plan under the ACA might go away.
So again, it's this trigger of 50 employees or more, this mandate, this requirement that is seen as intrusive. So in terms of potential changes to the employer-based market, any insight there?
Well, the big one that's very, very popular in the United States, and President Trump himself back in November after he was elected said he liked it, is the requirement that all health plans cover dependents up to age 26.
Right.
So if the plan covers dependents at all, then they have to extend that out to age 26, regardless of whether that adult minor or adult child is a dependent. They could be living outside of the house, et cetera. So that provision could go away. Another one is the provision, the prohibition on annual and lifetime limits. The ACA prohibits employer plans from having an annual or lifetime dollar limit on benefits, that when you hit that limit, you get cut off from coverage and you're on your own. So that is another one that could be raised.
Right. The other issue, of course, and you know, clear benefit is the pre-existing condition mandates, that you can't deny somebody health insurance based on a pre-existing condition. Is that likely? That's likely to stay intact, I think.
There is a possibility that we go back to where we were before, which is many employers had a 12-month waiting period for people who had a pre-existing condition. You would tell your employer or the insurance company that you had a pre-existing condition, and that condition would be exempt from the policy for 12 months, and they wouldn't provide any coverage for that thing for a year.
We're out of time, but I want to encourage listeners to stay tuned into developments. Make your voice heard. Pay attention to what's happening, what the proposals are. But we'll do our best here on Clear Path to guide you through it, as always. Hector, thanks again, and we'll be back for sure on this topic. That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.